So we're reading from first canto, first chapter, first verse. We are continuing from yesterday because it's got a lot of purpose. Actually, I was told that, you know, Nandamandir Prabhu has been only 4 or 5 paragraphs. So we'll continue. And so we'll read the, you know, the first verse again. It's a very good verse. So it's a lengthy one too. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The verse also starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So now we know the significance of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. To offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Janmadi Ashya Yata Anvada Itirasa Chapte Su Abhijana Svara. Ashya Yato Anvaya Itirasa Chapte Su Abhijana Svara. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Muyanti Yat Suryaha. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Muyanti Yat Suryaha. Tejo Vari Vritam Yat Vinimayo Yat Trisarga Mirsa. Tejo Vari Vritam Yat Vinimayo Yatra Trisarga Mirsa. Dhane Sevana Sada Nirasta Bhagavam Para Satyam Param Dhimahe. Dhanesena Sada Nirasta Kukuvam Satyam Param Dhimahe. We'll see the word to word translation. Om my Lord Namaha, offering obeisances Bhagavate unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudevaya, unto Vasudevaya, son of Vasudev, our Lord Sri Krishna, Janmadi Adi, creation, sustenance and destruction, Ashya, of the manifested universe, Yataha, from whom, Anvaya, directly, Itiraha, indirectly, Cha, and Artesu, purposes, Abhijana, fully cognizant, Swara, fully dependent, sorry, fully independent. Tene, imparted, Brahma, the Vedic knowledge, Hridaya, consciousness of the heart, Ya, one who, Adi Kaviye, unto the original created being, Muhanti, or illusionized, yet, about whom, Surayaha, great sages and demigods, Teja, fire, Vari, water, Mridam, earth, Yata, as much as, Vinimaya, action and reaction, Yatra, whereupon, Trisarga, three modes of action, creative facilities, Amsa, almost, factual, Dharma, along with all the transcendental paraphernalia. Because, Prabhu, I was given only some 30 minutes today, we have to wind up, I think. That's why I'm going a little bit faster. Paraphernalia, Svena, self-sufficiently, Sada, always, Nirasta, negation by absence, Kuhaham, illusion, Satyam, truth, Param, absolute, Dhimahi, I do meditate upon. Translation. O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primordial cause of all causes of creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations and is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge onto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. From him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representation of water seen in fire or land, or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, almost they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representation of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. See, the purport actually, you know, goes for about over 6 pages, right? And I was told that Nandamantri Prabhu has finished four paragraphs. We'll start from this, and we'll read about a couple, and then we'll see. Srimad Bhagavatam is a narration of the Swarupa of the Lord manifested by His internal potency, and this potency is distinguished from the external potency which has manifested the cosmic world, which is within our experience. Srila Vasudeva makes a clear distinction between the two in this sloka. Sri Vyasadeva therein says that the manifested internal potency is real, whereas the external manifestation in the form of the material existence is only temporary and illusory, like a mirage in the desert. In the desert mirage, there is no actual water. There is only appearance of water. Real water is somewhere else. The manifested cosmic creation appears as a reality, but reality of which this is a shadow in the spiritual world. Absolute truth is a spiritual sky, not the material sky. In the material sky, everything is a relative truth. That is to say, one truth depends on something else. The cosmic creation results from the interaction of the three modes of nature, and the temporary manifestations are also created to represent an illusion of reality to the bewildered minds of the conditioned soul. Soul who appears in so many species of life, including the higher demigods like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and so on. In actuality, there is no reality in the manifested world. There appears to be reality, however, because of the true reality which exists in the spiritual world, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists within His transcendental paraphernalia. The chief engineer of the complicated construction does not personally take part in the construction, but he knows every hook and corner because everything is done under his direction. He knows everything about the construction both directly and indirectly. Similarly, the personality of Godhead, who is the supreme engineer of the cosmic creation, knows every hook and corner, although affairs are being carried out by demigods. Beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, no one is independent in the material creation. The hand of the Lord is seen everywhere. All material elements as well as spiritual sparks emanate from him, and whatever is created in this material world is but an interaction of two energies, material and spiritual, which emanate from the Lord. Sri Krishna. A chemist can manufacture water in a chemical laboratory by mixing hydrogen and oxygen, but in reality, the living entity works in the laboratory under the direction of the Supreme Lord. And the materials with which he works are also supplied by the Lord. The Lord knows everything directly and indirectly and is cognizant of all the minute details and is fully independent. He is compared to a mine of gold, and the cosmic creation in so many different forms are compared to objects made from the gold, such as gold ring, necklace and so on. The gold ring and the gold necklace are qualitatively one with the gold in the mind, but quantitatively the gold is in the mind is different. Therefore, the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. Nothing is absolutely equal with the absolute truth, but at the same time nothing is independent of the absolute truth. Again, it continues, you know. So next couple of pages. So we leave it here, and then tomorrow, whoever is continuing, they can continue with it. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatisu Tadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So this is the first verse of Bhagavatam, very important verse. It starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Here, Srila Vasudeva is praying to the Lord before writing his work, Srimad Bhagavatam. He is offering his obeisances to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now here, the Vasudeva has got two significance. One is, Krishna is a son of Vasudeva, so he is known as Vasudeva. The other, everything is explained in the purport, one by one, systematically. The other meaning of Vasudeva is all-pervading. Right? Krishna is all-pervading, he's a source of everything, he's present everywhere, in and out. Everywhere, all direction, you cannot avoid him, right? So Krishna is all-pervading. So that is the meaning of Vasudeva, the two meanings, okay? Now, as explained in this purport, the material creation has got three aspects. The creation, maintenance and destruction. Right? The three aspects of it. Everything in the material world has got this aspect. For example, whatever maybe, this desk, right? This table, it is created, it will stay for some time and then it will be destroyed. Anything, you know. But this is spiritual because we are using for Krishna service. Elsewhere, a motor car or a cycle, bicycle, everything has got existence. It is coming to existence, it will be there for some time and it will be destroyed. Including an example, an apple. An apple, it was grown in a tree, right? Before, you know, it is slowly growing. Then you, the apple come into existence. You take the apple, either you eat it or you keep it. After some time, it will decay. Including our body also. So, there is a state of creation, maintenance and annihilation, destruction. That is a feature of the material creation. Now, how the Lord is creating the universe is being explained very thoroughly in this verse, very systematically. So we cover in a systematic manner so that we have a good understanding of what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, right? As such, you know, it has got four verse, you know, the verse has got four lines. But it's very difficult, you know. Srila Prabhupada has given purport up to 6 pages, right? Which means that, you know, the very starting foundation has to be very good, you know. So when you start any house or anything, the foundation has to be very good. That is why Srila Prabhupada has taken time to write 6 pages of purport. You know? So we have a firm understanding of what Srila Prabhupada is saying in line with what his moods and thoughts are. Okay? Now the Lord is creating the material manifestation, material world. Okay? How he is doing that? The Lord is doing the material manifestation through His energy or His power. Lord has got a power, okay? He is manifesting through His energies in different form. Right? Now one may ask a question, what is the nature of the energy of the Lord? Is it material or spiritual, right? We would like to know, isn't it? Anything is, how is it done? Is it material or spiritual, you know? The answer is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. You do not have to go anywhere. Srimad Bhagavatam says, it is spiritual. There is no material side of the Lord. Okay? We'll come back to the material side for something, but it is controlled. So the Lord has created, there is a spiritual aspect. Okay? So, the creation itself is created in a spiritual manner through the Lord. But, it is not material, Srimad Bhagavatam says. But, how can it be possible, you know, there should be a force, isn't it? To create anything, you know. And that force is described as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, to create that. Okay, now an example, how do we say that, you know? We are saying that for this material manifestation, there is someone else, you know, who is creating, who is a conscious person, right? Now, I've taken a couple of examples, you know, to understand, because this is a very, very important philosophy. If you talk philosophy over a time, what happens, we tend to forget. Now, with the examples that we give, then the example sits in the mind, and we can relate to what the analogies or the facts are. So, let us consider a very practical example, a car, okay? All of us have seen a car, driven a car, and still driving a car, isn't it? Now, how a car is made? A car is made by a motor mechanic, you know, in assembly. It is done in a factory, right? It is assembled all together, the door, everything, motor, electric part, pumps, you know, whatever the engines, etc. is made, you know, it is assembled by a mechanic, right? So in that case, a mechanic is a living force. He makes it. Not only that, if you move a car, what is the point in buying a car and keeping it, right? You have to move from place A to B. So if you have to move a car, so there should be a driver to drive the car. And the driver of the car is also a living force, right? So anything, you know, to make a material thing, you need a living force. To drive, to operate it, also need a living force. So from this analogy, we know that the supreme, the material manifestation, even though it is material, still there is a supreme person controlling, which is done spiritually, you know, because if nothing can be done materially, it has to be done spiritually. Nothing can be created automatically. And the Supreme Lord knows in and out of, as explained in the purport, He knows in and out of what is going on in the cosmic manifestation, just like a mechanic knows the in and out of a car part, of a car, right? Because if there is a breakdown, the mechanic is able to tighten the screws, fix the part, replace whatever necessary items has to be done, you know. He knows the hook and corner. In the same way, the Supreme Lord is the one who has created the material manifestation. So He knows in and out what is going on, where there is a problem, how we can fix. That is why it is said, Vasudeva, the all-pervading Supreme Lord. So, here in the purport again it says, the Supreme Lord knows directly and indirectly. Okay? Let us talk about our simple example as our body, okay? Now we own the body, isn't it? Every one of us have a body that is owned by us. Okay? But we don't know most of the things. Sometimes we know if someone hits us or if someone irritates us, right? We know. But most of the things we don't know. For example, we don't know how the nails are growing. Exception to our Mahatma Prabhu, because he's a medical man, okay? He knows in and around. He knows spiritual and also he knows medical side. Because he has learned medical science, okay? Which gives us about the body. So he's a doctor, right? He's a spiritual doctor and a body doctor also, our Mahatma Prabhu. So, we don't actually, I don't know. I know to some degree something is happening. But every time I cut the nail is growing, you know. I shave every day, but it again is coming. I don't like to shave, but still it keeps on coming. And the hair we cut, it and it still grows, you know. How is it happening? Right? We don't know, I'm just saying. And also, we eat foodstuffs, okay? We take prasadam. What is happening? It is transformed into carbohydrates and something so on. And then finally it is converted into blood. And the blood is going to different parts of the body, which is providing energy, right? But do we know how it's really happening? Because there's a fire of digestion, you know, Krishna is there, you know, so many other aspects are there. But we don't know how it is happening, you know, we take it for granted, isn't it? We don't think about it, come on, let's bother, don't bother, let's take prasadam. How it is getting digested? Everything happens automatically. But, see, the thing is, we don't know what is happening, but the Supreme Lord knows everything. What's happening in our stomach, what's happening in our heart, you know, everything He knows. That's the beauty of Krishna. Because He created, even with our own body, some of the things we don't know, but the Supreme Lord knows everything of all the bodies, you know. He says, Kshetranya, He says, an individual soul knows only the individual body, but Krishna knows the body of everyone. other one is, an example would be, I consider it as a land and an ocean. Okay? Now, we know that 3/4 of the world is filled with water, isn't it, Prabhu? Ocean, right? 1/4 is land, right? Now, what will happen if all the water come onto the land? What will happen? Okay? Because 1/4 is land, 3/4 is water, right? There is an equilibrium, isn't it? There is equilibrium or not? Now, how far is our ocean from here? 300 meters? 250 meters. Now, how long it takes? Ocean is nothing when compared to Albert Park, you know. I'm just saying. That is a tsunami we have experienced that. How long it takes for the ocean to just come, you know, just little bit, 5 mm increase in the ocean and finish. Albert Park is finished, you know. I'm just giving a scenario, right? So, the land is there, the water is there, same level. How it is maintained? Simple things. Day to day life we see, but we don't think, okay? How it is, equilibrium is maintained. How it is maintained. Is the Premier of Australia maintaining it? The Prime Minister of Australia maintaining the equilibrium? They're signing checks, you know. Isn't it? It's a problem. They talk so many things. Ask them to maintain the land. If there's a slight disturbance, very slight, so much only, it's finished. This layer is finished, you know. Because of such a big force, you know, water has got potential energy, you know. As it goes down, you know, the potential energy increases, kinetic energy, whatever may be, you know. It increases and finishes. Tsunami you have seen. Practically, you know, it went only 6 to 7 feet high, I think, in most of the part. And then, gone, the people. So, we have to be thankful to Krishna, you know, because his equilibrium, balance is maintained. Right? So, in all the part, we know that there is always a Supreme Person. Inside, no? Controlling the sun setting, rising, moon. So we conclude that. So what we conclude from these examples? We conclude that Supreme Lord is a conscious person and he knows everything. Right? Through these two examples we conclude very easily. Right. Next question is, where did the Lord get the knowledge? Before going to the Lord, let us talk of ourselves, okay? Now, what happens is, where do we get the knowledge? Suppose if I want to buy a computer, new Apple laptop, we go through a lot of internet manuals and all that, right? We get a lot of details. We collect knowledge, right? We collect a new product. Mahatma Prabhu, sometimes sales representative, medical representative will come and see Mahatma Prabhu. Because Prabhu is not manufacturing, obviously, the medicines. The company who manufactures medicine, they come and say, Prabhu, what, sir? What, Mahatma, this is the medicine, you know, we have found out for liver problems. Okay? Then Prabhu will ask, what are the symptoms? How many times it has to be given? What are the side effects and all that? They will tell, you know, about the product. So Prabhu gets the knowledge. He gets, indirectly or directly. So we also, what we do, we get knowledge, okay? How do we get knowledge? Devotees, how do you get knowledge? Harinam, how do you get your knowledge? Before going to Krishna, let us talk about ourselves. Hearing, very good. I get knowledge by reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, scriptures, okay? And someone else can get the knowledge by hearing or from a guru. The guru comes and gives some direction, that is knowledge, you know. He says, next 3 months, read only first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it, knowledge. He has given us the knowledge, okay? Or from other sources, internet. It's a common source, Google. Right? Google.com.in. Everything is there. We get information. Right? It is simple for us. But where is the Supreme Lord getting the knowledge? Because he is going to create the material world, right? Material manifestation is going to create, okay? It is not a simple endeavor, I told. Right? It's not a simple endeavor creating the material world. It's a very big task. Now, where does the Lord get the knowledge? Is it the Lord getting knowledge like us? Is he reading Bhagavatam to manufacture the world? Or is he going to ask Mahavishnu? Or Shiva? Or the Destructor? Or Brahma? No. Brahma is created by the Lord. Okay? So, the Lord need not have to ask. The Lord is not like us. That is why we are differentiating. Look at the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the origin of all knowledge. All knowledge are coming from him. Because, why? There is no one else equal to him or above him. Superior to him, there's no one else. For me, I can say, if I give a class, I have to be careful because Gopabindesh Prabhu is watching. He is a Bhakti Shastri teacher, right? Because he is more knowledgeable than me. No, no, I'm saying it's a fact, okay? No one can deny that. And above Gopabrindesh Prabhu is someone else. Maybe Gangeshwar Prabhu. He is a teacher, right? He's there. Above Gangeshwar Prabhu, maybe Anuruddha Prabhu. Above Anuruddha Prabhu, there is GPC, Guru, you know. Then finally it goes on. No one can say, I have mastered up everything. Okay? A simple analogy, I think I don't know who has mentioned this. Melbourne University, we have got a lot of professors and teachers, you know, and the thesis writers, right? Now, there are so many chemicals in this world, okay? Now, these guys, the professors, what they do is, one chemical, there are so many chemicals, you know, potassium chloride, sodium sulfate, bisulfate, meta bisulfate, you know, copper sulfate, you know, copper cubic, ferrous, so many factors. These people, for example, they take one chemical, sodium chloride, and they don't even take both. They take only one atom of that sodium. In fact, they're trying to find the nucleus, you know, how many electrons are revolving. They take 25 years to complete a thesis, and they say, yes, electrons are revolving. It is not a joke, really. And the university, the government is funding for that knowledge. So no one has got a perfect knowledge except the Supreme Lord. That is why He can speak. That is why He is a Supreme Lord. That is why we are saying we have to offer obeisances and, you know, surrender to Him. We are not surrendering to ordinary person, right? It looks that He is a cowherd boy. But what kind of cowherd boy is it? You know? He is bewildering, you know. Ordinary people cannot come to the Lord. You know? It's not easy coming to Krishna. So, you know, Lord will bewilder because we should be so happy, you know, we are surrendering to the Lord who is all knowledgeable. Bhagavan. So, Bhagavatam means one, the book that deals with Bhagavan, who has got six opulences. So, why do we call it a Srimad Bhagavatam? We are dealing with Bhagavan. When you read one verse, when you talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, we are dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who has got six opulences to the highest degree. There is no one else, you know, who has got any much more than Krishna. It is a simple fact that we have to just surrender to the Lord. Okay. So where is the Lord getting the? Lord is getting from Himself, you know, because He is a Supreme Lord. He is the origin, so everything comes from Him. Right. What did the Lord do? Lord wanted an assistant, okay? So He created Brahma, the first living entity. Imagine, there is no one in the world and you are the first living entity to be born. How do you feel? Bhargava Prabhu may have some experience because I was told that he is coming 2:30 or 2-3 o'clock in the morning. He is the first one to come to the temple. I heard some information. Now, when he comes, you know, you will think, have I come to a new universe, right? Because when I come, 7 o'clock, already all the people, Lord is already woken up. And I am just coming to greet the Lord. But some people are coming to wake up the Lord, okay? And at that time it will be pitch dark, right? You think, am I the only person in the universe? Isn't it? Prabhu, you will have sometimes thoughts, isn't it? In the night time, we'll think like that. We are the only person. Imagine, it is a fact for Brahma. Brahma is the first entity who was born, who was created. Brahma did not know anything. No intelligence, nothing whatsoever. You are born and no one to guide, you know. If you want, as I said, there is no Google for Brahma. Where can he go? If you want something, you know, we get everything. What can Brahma, which Google can Brahma go?
Huh?
Krishna's Guru. See? He was created. So the Brahma was completely created. So Lord creates, okay? So Brahma is the first entity He created. So Brahma did not know what to do. So what He did? He meditated, Prabhu, for 1,000 years, right? 1,000 celestial years He meditated. And then what happened? Krishna did not come directly to Him. See? Arjuna, Krishna came directly, right? Krishna did not come to Him. But he appeared in the heart. That is what He says. There is a verse, right? Sentence. Brahma Hridaya, right? Within the heart Krishna created to Adi Kavi is Brahma. So Brahma appeared in the heart. Sorry, Krishna appeared in the heart of Brahma to impart this knowledge of creation. But Brahma is not an ordinary person. He was qualified. That is why he was given the instruction. We will also get the same advice like Krishna, like Brahma, from Krishna, if we have the qualification like Brahma. If we have the qualification like Brahma, so meditate for 1,000 years, or at least meditate for 100 years. Our meditation is chanting. We don't live for 100 years. At least 50 years, keep on chanting. Then definitely, you know, Lord will appear in the heart. Already Lord is appearing in the heart. instructing us. He will appear, you know, and tell us more instruction. So this is the secret, you know. So Brahma was qualified, he was doing that. Now why Brahma was created? What is the reason for that? Because Brahma was created to fulfill the desires of the Lord. What are we created for? To fulfill the desires of the Lord? Or to fulfill our desires? We are created to enjoy or suffer our karma. There is no role for Krishna there. There is nothing. Krishna is out of the scene. Don't you think that? We are created because in the past birth we wanted to enjoy, we are given this body. I want to be in Australia to enjoy, I am given this body. I want to be a male. Desire, according to my karma, fine, male body, take the male body and do whatever you want. Let us see. So based on the previous birth, I was given to enjoy. Not only can I enjoy, I have to suffer also. Because the world is a place of duality. Happiness and distress, okay? So you are born, you enjoy, you suffer. That is why we are created. But Brahma was created for? To fulfill the Lord's desires. Supreme Lord's desires. Srila Prabhupada has come. Is he to fulfill his desire? Srila Prabhupada? He has come to fulfill Lord's desire. Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Lord's desire, Srila Prabhupada. See, that is why he has become Jagat Guru, you know. Founder Acharya of ISKCON. To fulfill the mission of Sri Krishna. That is why the name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we have to always remember how Guru is in a limited place, position. So Brahma was created to fulfill the Lord is here. Let us see a practical example, okay? We may understand it to some degree, but we'll understand it fully, you know, through an example. Now, I want to build a cupboard, okay? A cupboard to keep my Bhagavatam stand. Right, what I do, I employ a carpenter. I call a carpenter, I give him wood, nail, you know, all the tools, necessary tools, and say, please make a shelf for me. So the carpenter, what he does, based on the ingredients I have given, the carpenter will make a nice shelf and give it to me, as per my specification he is making. So I am giving the ingredients. In the same way, the Lord has already given all the ingredients. First the Lord manufactured or produced all the ingredients, right? Material in the 24 elements. And then he gave it to Brahma. So what Brahma did? Brahma transferred, like mixing in the kitchen. He did transformation. So he took all the material elements and he put it together and he made living entity, living bodies. So the role of Brahma is to make living bodies. Different bodies he made. And that is what Brahma is doing. So just like how we are giving a job to a carpenter, Krishna has given the job to Brahma. To make the bodies of all the living entities. So that is the role of the Lord. So to create living entities for the material manifestation. So in this case, what Brahma is doing is, he's handling only. You know, we are, like in the same way, we are also handling all the material elements. It doesn't belong to us. We just handle it. Whatever material elements are given to us, including, you know, a car, our property, everything, we handle it. It doesn't belong to us, actually, in one sense. Because if we analyze everything, the source is Krishna, actually. Right? How can you say it belongs to us? So the bottom line is that everything belongs to Krishna. Say, my body, my mind, everything belongs to Krishna. Your body, your senses, everything. Because we did not create our body in the first place. Right? The body came, is given by the material nature. So the body, senses, everything belongs to Krishna. So, the conclusion is, we are not the proprietor. Doesn't belong to us. We are not the proprietor. So that is the correct understanding. So if something doesn't belong to us, and if we are not the proprietor, that's the correct understanding. What is the opposite of that? The opposite is illusion. Thinking it is my and mine. Right? So if you think it is my body, this is mine, everything is mine, my family is mine, etc., whatever it may be, then that is illusion. Let us see what Srila Prabhupada says in the purport with regard to illusion, right? What does Srila Prabhupada say? You listen, right? I've read three paragraphs. What did Srila Prabhupada say about the illusion? He has given an example, analogy. Anyone remember that? Mirage, exactly. So Srila Prabhupada says a desert mirage. What is happening in a desert mirage? Desert mirage, you know, that it looks like apparently there is water, but there is no water. Where is the water? The water is somewhere else. The real water is somewhere else. But due to illusion, it looks like there is a water. So you go in search of the animals, you know, during hot season. They go in the desert looking for water, but they cannot find the water. Because there is no water. Likewise, this material manifestation is a reflection of the spiritual world. See? Prabhupada says the real water is somewhere else. So the real world, the spiritual world is somewhere else, which will not be created, which is already created, which will not be destroyed, annihilated. It is maintained by the Lord. Okay? That is the beauty of spiritual world. The spiritual world is already there existing. So the material world is a shadow of the spiritual world. It's a reflection. So it's an illusion. Everything looks nice. It looks, yes, it is real. No, it is not real. It is illusion basically, because a body, you know, it is got a creation. It is created, it will be there for some time, and it will be annihilated. When something is destroyed, then why, you know, we take so much pain, you know, bother that to get so much. We need, okay, we have to maintain it, fine. Right? If you know that you are living in a rented house, and in 1 year's time you are going to vacate there, why, what is the point in decorating the house, you know? You need, you have to maintain it, that's fine. It is something like that. So it is temporary. So, and other thing, you know, Srila Prabhupada says material world is illusion, right? And he says illusion is a relative. It's a relative thing. What is relative thing? Relative thing means, whenever I say something, it depends on something else. For example, when I say, I have a son, that means there should be a father. Nothing happens like that, okay? So there should be a father. So when I say son, that is a father. When I say, Jay Sachi is my friend, that means two persons are there. I am a friend to him, he is a friend to me. Two people are involved. See, relative. Nothing is single out. You cannot single out anything. Everything is in relation to something. Right? But the spiritual world is absolute. So what do you mean by absolute? When I say water, the water is a person. It is in the material world, water and water. You know, it's different. I say water, and here there is a water. They're two different things. I may say water, I may mean something else. But water is there. But in spiritual world, water and the person water is the same. That is why we call spiritual world as absolute. And Krishna's name is absolute. Because when we chant Krishna's name, it's not different from Krishna. It's in the absolute platform. So, interesting enough, you know, what the illusion is causing. The illusion here, Radha Bala Bhagavan. So the illusion here is giving us, what is the problem with the illusion? The illusion is causing us 8,400,000 species of life. 8,400,000 species of life. This illusion is producing us. You can choose and pick and choose whatever lifestyle you want. Including animal life, right? So much a variety of lifestyle is offered to us. We can choose whatever we want. But the human form, in the human form only can you realize the Supreme Lord. There is no other form. Srila Prabhupada in one of the purport he says, come on, you ask your 5 dogs to come here and talk about Krishna. Will the dogs come? No, they'll only bark. No, it may look simple, but you know, there is a lot of analogy to there. You ask the 10 cats to come and talk about Krishna. No. But the human being only can come and talk about the Lord. You know, because the human being has got a capacity to understand the Lord. Okay? So it is only God realization is possible only in the case of a human being. But having said that, you know, we know that we are a spirit soul, but we have got two kinds of dresses, you know, two kinds of covering. One is a material covering, which is a gross element, and the subtle element. Okay? Now this is very clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord explains, you know, because if you go through Bhagavad Gita, it's easier to understand. Bhagavad Gita, in 7.4, the Lord says, anyone knows about that? Any shloka from 7.4, Prabhu? No. Bhumi apo nalo vayu kap mano buddhi evacha ahankara ityamme bhimma prakriti astada. Astada means 8, total 8. So he's saying, the body consists of 5 gross elements. Mind, intelligence, false ego, subtle. So 8 components are given there in the body. And Krishna says, these are my separated energies. Why does he say that? Because Krishna says material energy or the illusionary energy or the external energy of the Lord is separated energy. Krishna very clearly says in this word. Why he says separately? Because the separated energy is not connected to the Lord. The source to the original is cut. The source is not there. We don't know the source. For example, I think that the body is ultimate, okay? Yes, I am there, my body, my senses. What do I think? I will enjoy it. Because I don't know that I am a soul and my soul is connected to the Supreme Lord as part and parcel. So that is why Lord says separated energy means it is out, it is outside, you don't have any relationship. So the source to the original source, which is Krishna, is cut or stopped. Hence, it is separated energy. So people are bewildered here. Because they don't know that, we think, yes, I am a person, I've got a family, I'm a man, I'm working, I'm enjoying. But what is the relationship to Krishna, I don't know. So what I'll do? I will enjoy my body. Naturally, you know. It is natural, no doubt about it. If you want something, we try to enjoy. Because it is a propensity of a human being to enjoy. Because the Lord is a reservoir of happiness. He is a pleasure loving. So we are also part and parcel. So we are also pleasure seeking persons. But we are seeking in the wrong place. In the body. That is not the place to seek the pleasure. Because when Krishna says you are not the body or soul, but you are seeking the pleasure in the body, that means you are on the wrong platform, you know. Isn't it? We are looking in the wrong place, happiness. Hence you will never be happy. Krishna says that. You will never be happy. Happiness in the soul is permanent, and hence that will lead you to happiness. Victory. Because material enjoyment leads to repeated birth and death. Sense control leads to liberation. So the Lord is saying, concluding. So that is why the Bhinna is very significant here, which means a lot separated energy. Okay? At the present moment we know we are all contaminated because of the material desires. So many material desires in our mind. That is why we are contaminated. So we have to purify our mind. How do we purify our mind? By surrendering, chanting, by surrendering our mind to the lotus feet of the Lord. Because without the purification of the mind, spiritual life will not happen. Will never happen. Mind has to be controlled because the mind is a vehicle. Vehicle, it is driving, you know. Because mind is saying, yes, today I want to go there. I am going, the body is driven. See? The mind says, okay, today I want to go to the movie. Yes, I am going, the body is driven. See? The mind is an instrument. So the mind is driving force. So if the mind, Krishna says, if the mind is not purified, finished. There is no way, you know. So how do you control the mind? By chanting, you know. By taking the help of the Lord. That way is good. So the second analogy we have seen, the chief engineer, Krishna points out that how an engineer knows everything, hook and corner, right? The engineer will not go to the site, okay? He sits in a place and he orders everyone, his assistant. The assistant goes and finds out everything, does work for him. So the engineer knows every hook and corner, what is happening, where is the building, did he put that pastry properly, you know, did he set it up properly. So in the same way, the Supreme Lord knows every hook and corner. You cannot cheat him. Every hook and corner he knows. So, accordingly, the Lord also reciprocates. And finally, we are coming to the final session. In this context, you know, it says at the end, you know, Satyam Param Bhimahi. That means, you one should meditate on the absolute truth. Vyasadeva is saying, one should meditate on the absolute truth, right? Which is Krishna. That means, you have to look for eternal happiness, not temporary pleasures. Right? That is what the conclusion is. So there is, I conclude with final verse from Bhagavad Gita, 5.2, to very nice verse. It says, temporary pleasures, Lord is describing what are the effects and what it will lead to. Okay? I am reading the translation, right? It says, the Lord says, an intelligent person does not enjoy the material sense gratification which is born as a result between senses and sense objects. Lord is keeping on talking about sense and sense object throughout Bhagavad Gita, throughout Bhagavatam. 10th canto, the whole 10th canto and 11th canto is allocated for senses and sense object. Why a living entity is attached to a sense object? So the Lord is mentioning here. So, an intelligent person does not take part in sense gratification because it is born out of a reaction between the senses and the sense object. Because such pleasure is going to cause misery. Right? Because it has got a beginning and end. Any temporary body pleasure has got a beginning and end. Hence an intelligent person will not take part in that, Krishna says. But he says, a wise man will always engage in my service. Krishna very clearly says in the 5.22. Okay? So finally, Srila Vyasadeva is compiling, started to write, is compiling Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit, because in the age of Kali Yuga, we cannot remember anything. We are dull. We cannot even remember. In the previous Yugas, Srimad Bhagavatam was recited orally, you know. We will read the first verse and everyone will know without reading, you know. Now, even after writing and typing and all that, I find it difficult, you know, to read four verses. Those days, they used to completely, you know, memorize all the slokas in the mind, you know, in the, it's there, sitting in the head. So they know all the verses. But for the people of Kali Yuga, we are in the mode of passion and ignorance. We are not in the mode of goodness. In the other Yugas, they were in the mode of goodness. Goodness means sense control, knowledge. They'll remember. But we cannot, because we have fallen down to this lower modes of nature, passion. And hence, we need to study it. So Srila Vyasadeva has nicely written for us Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are doing, and we are starting it. And if one wants to really progress and listen Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva is giving 3 points, which is going to come in verse number 2 and 3. Okay, so I'm just going one step ahead. The 3 things you have to do is, you should hear from the right source, which Srila Prabhupada has kindly written us. Whatever is needed, it's the right source, okay? And then we should hear submissively. If you think that you know everything and we are the Supreme Lord, you cannot hear Bhagavatam nicely. So we should hear submissively and listen carefully. Every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. So if we do all the things, we can be rest assured that we are going to the Lord's abode without any doubt. Because it's a promise. Krishna, when he says something, you know, it's not a joke, okay? It's a promise. If you do that, Krishna, then you can go. Because Krishna says, my devotees are the rightful inheritance. Inheritance like a father, you know. Just like a son has got a rightful, you know, property to the heir, we have got the rightful claim to go to the abode of the Lord, where there is no misery, always happiness. Hare Krishna. Okay? There's any quick question? One question? I see. Okay. Anyone has got a question?
Lord Ganesh is writing now.
Sorry, Prabhu.
Vedavyas is dictating and Lord Ganesh is writing.
But where does it say in Bhagavatam? I don't know. I don't know. I have not. That's a saying in India. You know, but I don't
Lord
know. There is no literature in Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's mantra.
Lord Ganesh, the condition also.
Oh.
If Vyasadeva stops, then he stops writing. He is fluently speaking, then only
he can write. Maybe, I don't know what's it. Could be, Prabhupada, because there
is.
Is it Ganesh?
Yeah. Ganesh writes, say, to the point that Vedvyas has to speak continually.
Oh, okay.
Then Vedvyas put a condition that Ganesh can only write if he can understand what he speaks. So he speaks a verse, he thinks about it, understands it, then he writes it. Well, Vedvyas speaks the next verse.
The one verse we are struggling with.
I've got a question. We have this knowledge around. We are not this body. And everything in this material world is particularly an illusion. So why are we children are all illusion, right? Because they're all living. We have this knowledge. Why do we still get entangled into this? How do you get out of this?
Knowledge.
We have this knowledge, but it's not realized knowledge. You know, we are devotees who come here, we save so well, they understand the Bhagavatam, but they still get married.
There are many reasons. As I pointed out, the main reason is sensual pleasure, happiness. What happens is, we think that, you know, when we do an activity, see, when do you enjoy? You enjoy when you think that you are separate from God. Right? When you are connected to the Lord, you enjoy. You will not enjoy. For example, I'm just giving. In the temple, you know, who is the enjoyer? Who is the enjoyer? Krishna, right? So what happens? You give full enjoyment to the Lord, right? At that time, when you give full enjoyment to the Lord, you don't enjoy. For example, I'm saying, when I go home, I will become the controller and the enjoyer. I tell my wife, come on, what do you make? See? What happens? When I take the role, see, here you're taking a submissive role, okay? We are gaining for the Lord. We are cooking for the Lord. So we are taking a submissive road. The mind is at a lower level, okay? Mind is at a higher level, in fact. When you do service to the Lord, it is in the mode of goodness or transcendental goodness. At the time, it is easy to control the mind. But when you go away from the Lord, when you think that you are the enjoyer, you are the controller, then what happens? Okay. Yes, Prabhu. So that is the thing, Prabhu. So we go away from Krishna. So the mood, as long as Krishna says, Saikunya Vidya, if you are in the transcendental mode, you are safe. Because Krishna says, you should be always above the three modes of material nature. See, the three modes of material nature is a culprit, Prabhu. Three modes of material nature is a culprit, like tsunami. It will cover you within a second. You go there to the Flinders Lane, and 10 minutes you will be covered. I'm not surprised. Come on, guys. Right? The way people, because mode of passion is coming around you, right? You are one single devotee. What do? Maya is so powerful, right? If all the people around you are the mode of good, you know, mode of ignorance and passion, it will cover you like a tsunami. You cannot do anything. No. The material nature is a problem. Material nature is a lot separated energy, deceiving energy, deluding energy, problematic energy, material energy. So Krishna says, away from material energy, ever, don't involve into material energy. But we have to work. So what we should do is, we should have the least contact with the material energy. We want to go for work, 9 to 5 finish, come back and build up the spiritual assets. The moment you go down, then it will trap you. Material energy will trap you. Okay. No, Prabhu had a question. Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, Prabhu. So it's okay, Prabhu. So as far as possible, away from the material nature, surrender. So when you surrender to the Lord, it's easy to control. Krishna says, you know, my energy is very difficult. Right? But if you surrender to me, you can easily cross over. Every minute surrender. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.